Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
He would give me a dream, and he still does about everything. The Lord even talks to me about certain things that hurt on my body. He said, you may want to clip that toenail because that toenail is going to hurt you in about 2 days. That's how personal the Lord is with me in my dreams. I have yet to meet one person that has a relationship with the Holy Spirit where the Holy Spirit will warn them about cutting their toenails, when the Holy Spirit will show them activities in their home even before it happens about who came in the house, where they sat, what they talked about, and how they left. Most people don't even and cannot even say that. The Lord shows me when I'm not, years ago, we were doing some remodeling in our home, and we had our ministry there. And General Andrew, I was going to work, and he was staying at home at home, you know, running the ministry full time. And I said, If any of the members want to speak, meet them outside for coffee. Because we were in that time a four-bedroom home, and I was cleaning out one of the bedrooms. I was remodeling it, and everything in that bedroom, I had to move it to the living room. And I said, okay, the living room is a mess, but if they need to talk, go to a coffee house. He said, okay, not a problem. I went home. I went to work, came home, went to bed, and I had a dream. And the next morning, I thought it was weird. But the next morning, I just told my husband, just because we share our dreams, I said, yeah, I had this dream. Oh, by the way, this is so weird. I had a dream that such and such, brother so-and-so, came over to the house. The living room was spotless. He sat down in that chair, talked for this many minutes, didn't use the bathroom, didn't go anywhere, didn't drink any water, and then left right out the front door. It was so weird. But I don't know. God, maybe that's something that's going to happen. Out the blue, Apostle Andrew bust out laughing. I said, what's so funny? He said, my God, this woman, you are serious. I love you. I would never cheat on you. But if I did, I would be afraid because you don't need an investigator. You just need to talk to the Holy Spirit. He said, brother so-and-so came over or needed to talk to me. He said, I know what you said, April, but I did not feel like getting dressed. I did not feel like going out to the coffee shop, so I did this. He said, I took everything in the living room, threw it back in the third bedroom, cleaned up everything, and I know he came in, he said, he talked, he didn't want any water, he didn't have to use the bathroom, and he left back out the front room. He said, right there in that chair that the Lord showed you. Wow. I said, what? So I didn't know, I was rejoicing with the Lord, but I didn't know if I was to be mad because I said, if you cleaned up the living room just for that company, why is the living room back disorganized? He said, oh, yeah, because after he left, I went ahead and dumped everything back into the living room again so we could finish doing what we needed to do. I'm like, well, you could have cleaned up the house if that's the case, but we laughed about it. This is to tell you, the Lord will show me, even Pastor, she would tell you, she would try and surprise me with gifts. She would try and surprise me with certain things she would mail to me, and the Holy Spirit, no lie, would come to me and show me in a dream exactly who's about to bless me and what they're blessing me with exactly. It gets to the point where before she sends it to me, she actually has to pray. And when she prays, this is what she has to ask the Lord. Holy Spirit, I don't mean any offense, but can you please not show General April, Mom, what I'm about to do. I want her to actually be surprised. And the Holy Spirit honors her. He may give me still an inkling. He may say something's coming your way, but he won't even show me how. This is not, I know it may sound unbelievable, but this is the truth. I will have a dream the night of, and the Lord will say, go outside immediately and look at the front right tire. The front right tire is going to be low, so you got to get dressed a little bit quicker so you can get some air because otherwise, if you don't do this, you will be late for work. I used to wake up, jump on my clothes, put my pajamas on, and no lie, my tire is low. And I would say it to General Andrew, and he would say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and put some air in the tire while you get dressed. The Lord showed me. We were going from Illinois to Florida in our, at that time, older vehicle. And I said, Lord, this is an older vehicle, but if you call me to Florida, I know I'm going to make it. So tell me, I'm asking, show me what on the car do I need to prepare myself to break down while commuting over 1,000 miles heading south. Had a dream that same night. The Lord showed me at a gas station. He showed me with my father. My father was saying, get this type of antifreeze. Get two of them. Your car needs antifreeze. And that was the end of the dream. Literally, I said, okay. I said, there's a lot going on with this car, but you only want to talk to me about antifreeze? I said, well, I guess that's the only thing I'm going to need. Sure enough, got on the road, heading down, halfway through, all of a sudden the car got a little bit hot. We said, man, it needs antifreeze. We checked the antifreeze. It was low, poured it back up in there, got us there for the rest of the ride. I have documented thousands of dreams, some longer, some shorter, some about me, some about you. People that I meet, I always say, because the Bible says, no man knows the heart save Jesus. So I said, Jesus, you show me the heart then. You all's life play out to me like a movie. From the time you, some of you all, from the time you were born up until now and then sometimes in the future. We just play the game how stupid you want us to be. You think we don't know. You think we don't see what's going on. But the Lord is speaking to us about you and we're praying for you. But we accept your lies. We accept your dismissals. We accept you lingering and going all around the issue and not coming to us to get real strategy and real deliverance. But we see it. We see the horn around. We see all of the lying. We see the sneaking of the drinks. We see it all. You need help, but you don't come to us, so we just pray. And when you talk to us, I love you. I know nothing's going on. God is good. So we play dumb right back with you. Okay, well, God bless you too. We speak life over you. And we say, you know what, that was a perfect opportunity for you to seek help. But if you don't seek it, we never will be accused of overstepping our position in your life. We will never. But one thing people, unless they just absolutely lie, one thing you would never say about the generals is that we impose. You got to chase after us. We're too busy. You would never be able to lie about us and say that we infringe, that we dominate, and that we make people. Never. We let people know we're here, and when you accept that, we're here to give you instructions as the Holy Spirit leads through us. I'm telling you, people of God, there are 6 ways to know the voice of God. I only gave you 4. I already gave you 8 rewards for recognizing the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You how he's the master communicator, how he talks to you, how he's there framing the world as it was created many, many, many eons ago. I've put in place, if you wrote down the scriptures, how the Holy Spirit talks to us, how even Jesus beckoned the cry, he that have an ear, let him hear, because he recognized, he said, after me comes another, he's going to comfort you. But even in that comfort, it's going to be restraint. It's going to be sternness. It's going to be discipline. It's going to be warning. I've given you a lot. I got 2 more that I wanted to give you, but I'm going to stop right there. I want you to understand, if you don't know anything else today, that the voice of the Holy Spirit is the most important voice that you got to listen for. Understand that the Holy Spirit will talk to you. I think I'll give you this one because I think you need to know this. I want to be balanced in this because then you got those Looney Tunes. I'm only listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. So you're only listening to something that's going to speak audibly in your ear by another entity, another supernatural realm. But you'll miss what and how God is using men and women of God. He will speak through conversations. Guess what? Although I'm preaching / teaching you, this is a conversation. Conversations, the Holy Spirit will speak to you through a man or a woman of God. These are wonderful people of God. We're not the only ones. They will inspire your faith and correct your focus. You can't get mad at me because I'm shifting your focus. You got some people who are lunatoons, and they will actually get mad because you make them focus on why God created them in their divine assignment. We need to be praying more while you're trying to tell me how I need and how I'm called to do this. I need to be praying. We get lunatics like that. We said, okay, go over there and pray all you want for the next 30 years if God allows you to live that long. But we're talking to people who need to be corrected in their focus. You got to have a balance. Yes, you have to always continually pray without ceasing. But God wants you to get busy. What did he say? Occupy until I come. The Holy Spirit will speak through people who correct your focus. When you obey the instructions of the Holy Spirit through a man of God, you will prosper beyond your imagination. I taught on this. I said the quality of your future is determined on who you decide or what voice you decide to trust. You better thank God for your pastor. Thank God for the general. Thank God for your apostles, because they are a gift from the Holy Spirit to your life. Your pastor, your prophet, your apostle, your general warns you. Your pastor, your prophet, your general, your apostle will comfort you. Your pastor, your prophet, your general, your apostle will strengthen you. You got to develop the discipline of coming together in the audience where you can be taught, comforted, warned. If you're missing these Sunday conference calls, you are missing out on how the Holy Spirit is trying to talk to you. This is our first thing that we do on prophetic coaching calls. We ask discovery questions. Why you need all of this done from God? Why you need all of this from the Lord? I ask about your attendance at your local church. Well, you know, sometimes I make it, sometimes I don't. I don't have gas. I said, but yeah, you want to hear what God is speaking. You want deliverance. You want abundance. You want prosperity. But the very solution for your problem is being issued out every week, and you make it hapsodaisical, lackadaisical, haphazardly stumbling in. That shows me you're not hungry to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Develop the discipline of attending audiences or church services or wherever you got to go. If we're on the line on every Sunday, that's why I know who's hungry, because you'll learn the actual agenda of when we're on this call. You'll know to be here every Sunday. You won't be signing in 2 hours late. You'll be able to make it to the conferences if I'm definitely in a remote circumference of where you live, because wherever we are speaking or releasing, I'm telling you, you'll receive instructions from the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Even when the busyness of life overwhelms you, when you are exposed to preaching and teaching of a man of God, the chances of your success are multiplied over and over. Hear that word, multiply. I didn't say the chances of your success rises. No, I said multiply. Some people needed to be on this line because what I'm teaching will help them out. But because they didn't even get on the line to even understand how to recognize the voice of God, the Holy Spirit is going to be talking to them all week long, and they're going to be refusing, they're going to be rejecting, they're going to be ignoring how God wants to bless them with uncommon prosperity, how God wants to warn them of impending danger, how God wants to avoid them of many broken marriages or homes, how God wants to lock waves of favor and blessing. They are going to be spiritually constipated. They are going to be spiritually in a drought. They are going to be spiritually stagnated because they were not even here to hear the instructions through the man and woman of God who was delivering, thus says the Lord. I'm telling you, people of God, if you ask me, in all my success, and even in my building of my brand and building of my business and then the building of how we are going to be expanding on this earth, you will understand that the important thing I would tell you, yes, we believe in miracles. Yes, we believe in signs, miracles, and wonders. Yes, we believe in the prosperity. But I said I would not have any of it if I did not hear the voice of the Lord. I would still be probably somewhere in the Chicagoland area working and being a slave to a 9-to-5. This call probably would not have even been birthed out. You would not know about the generals. You would not know about KCI Worldwide. We would not have over 500 videos on our YouTube page. We would not be able to bless so many people who have been healed, set free, gotten saved from this ministry if I had not listened to the Holy Spirit. Everything that I have, including the phone that I'm holding in my hand, is from the Holy Spirit. Every follicle of hair as it drapes down my back is from the Holy Spirit. Why? Because I listened. He even gave me a dream about that. He said, he even showed me, and our ladies, men too, I'll give you even a secret. The Lord showed me, he said, for strong hair is not necessarily what you put on your scalp, but in your body. And he showed me taking something in my tongue, and I said, Lord, I'm out to find it. I went ahead and started searching, looking at different herbs you probably have not even heard about but are accessible to you for just cents on the dollar, that have grown my hair in over just a year, probably 12 inches or so, because I listened to the Holy Spirit. Things that I've not been sick. I can't even understand when the last time I was sick, had the sniffles and the coughs and the sore throat. I cannot even tell you the last time I've been sick. Why? Because I've listened to the Holy Spirit. He said, you need to stay up on this vitamin. Get this herb. Take this. You need this in your diet. Try and get this in there several times out of the week. Blah, blah. I listened to take care of my vessel. You need to work out more. April, you know you didn't work out the last 2 days. You got to get that circulation going. I listened to the warnings and the impending dangers, because what you are failing when you refuse instruction from the Holy Spirit, you are refusing how to become a better manager. What you fail to manage well, you will lose or never have access for. If the Holy Spirit is teaching you how to manage your money and telling you you don't need that, you know what you should have done? You should have go ahead and take that, put it in the savings. It's just $5. It may not seem like much, but if you keep building on it, it's going to be $1,000 by the end of the year. And you shouldn't do that. Do you need that? Instead of eating out, why don't you go to the grocery store? Stop being lazy. You better cook your dinner. You don't need to cook something fancy. Just something to get you saving money and something in your belly that's worn, and it'll be even less processed. But a lot of us ignore the instruction, and then we wonder why we don't have any money at the end of the month, and we wonder why our belly's swollen, we wonder why we have constipation, we wonder why our pressure's high and our legs are swollen because of what we've been eating, because we refuse instruction.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.